Hello, and thanks for joining us on the New Life Show with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Yael Eshedarel. Hello. And today we'd like to talk to Dr. Lightman about how to correctly deal with fights in the family. If you're watching online on Dr. Lightman's Facebook page, you can ask questions live. So today we'd like to learn how to fight correctly inside the family, whether it's between children or between parents and children. There are many frictions inside the family. Many times we come to the family already charged with outside life. Outside we behave properly and everything, but when we come home with all the tension and everything, many times it's discharged in the family. And first of all, you taught us that fighting has an important role in life. You also taught us that there will be fights all the time. You can't completely prevent them. And you also said that we need to learn how to fight out of love as opposed to an ordinary fight. Also, you said that it's not good for parents to interfere too much in the fights between siblings, but only in extreme cases. And we got many questions from parents about, okay, if you don't interfere, then how do you educate? And this is what we'd like to talk about on our show. And first of all, what does it mean to fight correctly inside a family? To fight correctly or properly, there are several conditions for this. First of all, to accept fights as an ordinary thing. That's normal, correct, and it's good that they exist between us. Because if we don't fight, it means that there is something wrong in our relationship. So, part of our relations should be that we fight. It doesn't say just so that love covers all crimes, that there can't be love without crimes, without revealing the crimes. There can be no peace if there's no fight. So it's an essential stage on our way to strengthen our love in the family. Dr. Lightman, right, that we even have to scrutinize the fight, even if it is not revealed, and that this is something that we can strengthen our relations of peace upon. What do you mean, the hidden part? Dr. Lightman, well, we don't always feel, sometimes there are states where everything's fine, but everything's fine means that things aren't fine. So something's happening beneath the surface and we just notice it. Dr. Lightman, right. So this is how we need to turn to scrutinizing all of the opposite states between us, and how above that do we determine an attitude of love, wholeness, completion, connection that can be only if we thoroughly understand the resistance, collisions, fights between us, even hate, rejection, misunderstandings, everything. The more we scrutinize these things and connect them such that upon them we make a cover of peace, of completion, that this is something that cannot be without a fight, then this way we reach a corrected life. Corrected meaning that there's bad there and good, and the good covers the bad, and there can't be one without the other. You said that, first of all, we have to understand the hate, collisions, and all the bad feelings that are hiding in each of us, to connect them and to create a state of peace, of completion, of what and what. Dr. Lightman, we're a result of creation. The great big creation, which entirely comes from the shattering That once there was one big wilderness sieve that broke into many pieces, and each piece exists in us, and this is why we're opposed to each other. And that we have some kind of inclination toward one another, this is done only by nature, that we're drawn to each other. Suppose, like, a man and a woman are drawn to each other. But on other levels, nonetheless, we're in rejection, in hatred toward one another. And therefore, we need to use the inclination, the measure of inclination that we have toward each other, and to try and build relations of giving, connection, love, understanding. But it is clear to us that this will be upon different opposite phenomena of fights, misunderstandings, remoteness, meaning egoistic qualities that will be scrutinized as much as possible. And above that, we will cover them with altruistic qualities where love covers all crimes. We scrutinize the crimes, and upon them, we build love. That there's no such thing as simply love that comes from the air, because from one day to the next, it'll disappear and it's gone. Okay, scrutinizing all the rejection, misunderstandings, and everything to put it on the table and not to be afraid of it in the family? Dr. Lightman. Right, yeah. We need to learn how to build the system in a way that there are bad states between us, because each of us is an egoist. And along with it, in parallel, we scrutinize the forces by which we can cover our ego, that we understand that it exists, and maybe other outbursts will come from each and every one of us, but from each of the spouses. But we learn how we study each other's nature, and we scrutinize how can we tie these two forms of nature that exists in each of us so that we'll connect above all crimes. That, as it says, that love covers for all crimes. And then when this is what we try to do, then we reach a state called man and woman, divinity between them. This is about, between spouses, but what about a family? Dr. Lightman, in an entire family too, and between people in general who want to establish a proper relationship between them. So in order to fight correctly, there are several conditions. You start with the first one, to accept the fights as something normal, normative, and proper that exists between us, without which we cannot deepen our connection. Are there any other conditions, or is this the main condition in order to fight properly? In order to fight correctly, we need to learn about the entire method of our relations, and the Wisdom of Kabbalah explains about it beautifully, and you have to study practically. What about the fight itself that, as he said, makes it a proper, correct fight that leads to more love eventually? Dr. Lightman, it's not a fight. It's more correct to say strife. It's more correctly to say that it's the revelation of one nature against the other, that we're opposites for sure. Only depends on the measure to which we're opposites, and to what extent do we understand that we can complete this oppositeness in each other? So it's only a kind of exposure of something that exists in each of us. And previously you actually talked about You said that in the relations between us, there are two elements. The one is hate, resistance, misunderstandings, all these places where we disagree with each other or we resist each other. And there is a place of attraction, etc., etc. So this is in order to reveal the first part of the fight. Dr. Lightman, all right. It's the revelation of the form of ego of each toward the other. Owen, and in your opinion, this revelation is necessary in order to bring our connection closer? Dr. Lightman, right, to begin with, we're headed toward revealing our connection. But it doesn't mean that we're hiding all of our contradictions. Yael, so not to try and beautify things, I understand. Now, when there's a fight, there are many emotions, and everyone comes with their anger towards the others, and everything that we talked about. What about the fight itself? Are there rules of how to fight? Are there things that are allowed and things that are not? Dr. Lightman, what's good about a fight is that it's nonetheless the beginning of connection. Yeah, is there a certain way to do it, Dr. Lightman? Without that, there will be no connection between us because we come from a state where two egoistic inclinations want to come closer to each other. When they want to come closer, there's a fight between them. And the more this fight becomes revealed, even though that to begin with, it'll be more about feeling more, coming closer. It needs to be in attraction, love. It has to have some kind of grace to it. Yeah, so I have to come with a special perception to this fight. It's not like two people that fight and can kill each other, Dr. Lightman. No, there needs to be the intention of what are we fighting for. We're fighting in order to better get to know each other so that afterwards we will be able to permeate each other further and tie a stronger connection between us, deeper with one another. Right. So, in principle, what happens during the fight is less important, but what's more important is that I will come with a proper goal, Dr. Lightman, to begin with. Of course, this is something that we determine, the proper goal. And then, this is... Yeah, to what measure can a person control himself during a fight, Dr. Lightman? He doesn't need to control himself. He has to be in it. Like many times I heard women say, we need to talk. They tell their spouse, men hate these things, really. But a woman says, no, we need to scrutinize these things between us, talk about what goes on between us, etc. And it's correct, only that men, in general, they're not really inclined toward talking. The relation or the connection is not expressed in them in talking, but in action. And you know, if he buys this woman a ring or something, then it seems to him like he talked for 1,000 hours. What do we need to scrutinize, Dr. Lightman? And to a woman, it's more important that he'll talk for 1,000 hours than give her a ring. Yael, but what are we supposed to scrutinize in the talk? And children too, Dr. Lightman. What needs to be scrutinized is all the forms of connection, favor and against that. All of these forms of connection will be clear. Of our connection will be clear, and by that we become closer to each other. Therefore, women like talking so much, and men can sit and, you know, just be quiet. You know, men even connect, bond with each other. They sit, drink beer together. They don't have to talk. They can sit quietly. A woman can later ask every man, what did you do there? Nothing. What did you talk about? Nothing. And it's really true. Because A silent connection is something that's more related to men, and connecting and, you know, talking is more related to women. Yeah, a person has to scrutinize something with himself after a fight. What kind of self-scrutiny does he have to do, Dr. Lichtman? No. If there's a goal, and usually this is between spouses, that they want to scrutinize or permeate each other deeper and talk, then they need to awaken different problems, doubts, awaken them, but in a way that it will strengthen them and will bring them closer. Yael, I want to tell about a situation at home. You know, fights that occur in many homes where the child wants to do something. Suppose go to some party or some friend, the parents disagree, and the child disagrees, he wants to go, the parent disagrees, you're not going, a fight breaks out. The child doesn't understand what do the parents want from him, and the parent wants for the child to stay at home and not go to some place, suppose that he feels that is improper for a child. They thought about this, the child got mad, he stayed at home. What do you do in the end? What kind of scrutiny do you make after that? Everyone came down. Now what? You have to sit with the child and talk. About what? This is what I'm trying to understand. What do you talk about later? The child needs to understand, why was he not allowed to go to that friend? You have to scrutinize the entire infrastructure. Why was such a decision made by the parents that they didn't even allow him to leave home? Yeah, is there some kind of scrutiny of their relations, Dr. Lighton? No, between them, no, but between him and the friend, and this is what they want to bring to an end. Yeah, to understand the relationship between him and his friend and explain what, Dr. Lighton, and explain to him that it's not to his benefit. Yeah, okay, different situation. Mom comes home, everything's a mess. She came tired from work. And, you know, everything's on the floor. There's food on the table. One big mess. And, you know, there are screams at home. Why didn't you tidy up? Everyone starts blaming each other. In short, out of this situation, there was a fight, everyone blamed each other. What kind of scrutiny do we make about our relations in a family? Dr. Lichtman, there's no room for scrutiny here. There is room for mom, suppose, standing next to the fridge, demanding all the children to bring her all the food that was, suppose, on the table, and to put it into the fridge, into the right place. And about the anger about Dr. Lake, no such thing as anger or nothing. Calmly. She really needs to supervise this work, that just like they took food out, for them to put it back in and correctly. Suppose, tie the bag, throw away what's in the cup, things like that. Everything in a good, nice, proper way, ready to be used again. Yeah, like a work manager, very calmly, Dr. Lichtman, right, and very precisely. Yeah, without, without getting worked up, Dr. Lichtman, right, what do you need to get up all worked up for? Yeah, but that's what happens, Dr. Lichtman. What happens, I don't know. I'm saying what I understand. And it has to be in a very indifferent way, cool. That this is what we do at home in order to tidy up. Meaning that they took out things from the fridge. No, I'm not saying that that was good or not. What I make sure is that they put it back in and in the most corrected way. That's it. Don't talk about anything else. So, another situation. These things that parents asked. There's one computer in the living room, three children. Each wants to play on the computer. What happens usually is the one who takes it first or is stronger, he plays longer. Now, one of them plays, the other child wants to play already, and, you know, a fight breaks out. No, wait, you see, I'm playing now. Leave me alone, and there's a fight between two. And a fight is a good thing, as we said. A fight breaks out, the fight's over. What do we do? What kind of scrutiny do we make between them in order to understand the forces of the ego that were in act there? What do we need the computer for? If it's for studying, that's the first priority. We all sit and talk about that. If it's for some kind of game, that's second priority. If it's to correspond, write each other emails, something else, it's in third priority. Or the other way around, letters are in second priority and games are in third priority. And suppose both of them want to play. I caught it first. I'm the first. I was here first. My little brother is angry. Dr. Leighton, there's a matter of time, like in a soccer game or something. There's a matter of time. The time's up. You change players. And as a parent, I see that the one that takes the computer, he's more egoistic by nature. Dr. Levin, doesn't matter egoistic or not. We're playing by time. We have one field, suppose, and on this court, field, another one, they switch. Then his time's over, the other one comes. Who's first, who's second? So we throw dice, a penny, a coin. So you prevented a fight, you didn't encourage one. Dr. Levin, no, here there can't be a fight, because what does it give? It's not in order to come closer to each other. What we're trying to understand is what kind of fight is redundant and which brings us closer. Dr. Leitman, in the meantime, in general, it's between a husband and wife and between parents. Between parents and children, Dr. Leitman, between parents and children, I don't think that children can really understand yet how to make love out of a fight, and hence fight, love. It's better to, you know, the things will be defined by time, space, whatever they're engaged in, etc. Yeah, so if we're looking at a family in general, then when you talked about a place of fight that promotes a better connection, it's between mature people, between the parents, about children between themselves, parents and children, you're saying that you have to avoid unnecessary fights as much as possible. And when the children grow up and they mature, then the fight can be for the sake of love. Dr. Leitman, what for? They need to connect more with one another. They're brothers. Dr. Leitman, the best thing is if they're not the same age and they're not doing stuff together, it's best to divide them according to time and place. So to cover gaps and fights with love, you meant the relations between parents or spouses. Okay, so I have two questions. How do you bridge over the gap between a man and a woman? Previously described the male nature and the female nature. How do you bridge the gap between the two, Dr. Leitman? You need to narrow down the gap by each telling the other how important it is to them, for women to talk on the phone, on different things, to see, I don't know, women, you know, something about love, so you know, there are such things on TV. And for men, for the man, it should be clear that he explains how good he feels when he sometimes sits with his friends drinking a bottle of beer. Oh, and then when one tells these things to the other, Dr. Lightman, then they see how different they are by nature. One's a man, one's a woman, but nonetheless, how they appreciate that each of them by nature has the right attitude from the partner. Another question. Bridging the gaps between us, can it be done one way? What do you mean, bridging gaps? We said that there are gaps and we want to cover them with love. These gaps, they surface. And could it be that just one covers the gaps and the other spouse doesn't? Only I cover and she doesn't, or the other way around? Dr. Lightman, in the meantime, it could be because I'm giving an example for my good attitude that I understand and I can go toward it. And maybe it's really good for me too, that I'm heading toward her and doing, that I'm meeting her, that I'm going her direction, trying to do what I can. But it's not that I enter her turf. It's not that I'll sit and watch whatever soap opera it is that suppose she watches. Owen, today we talked about how to correctly deal with fights in the family. The first thing you pointed out is to accept fights as something normal, but it's good that they exist between us because they are the lever for building our connection. But in terms of covering everything with love, what's the important thing that I should use as a compass? Dr. Lightman, love is the mutual understanding. Maybe we won't call it love, the mutual understanding of that which exists between a husband and a wife. In regard to children, they need to know that inside the family, each has his role and they need to carry it out. You took something from the fridge, put it back. You use the computer. You have to also let your siblings use it, and so on. And it has to be this way in a very, you know, calm fashion. You can cry and yell, but others don't even look at you. Because you played for 2 hours on the computer, now that's it. Now there's someone else playing. Dr. Lightman, thank you very much. Sometimes things that appear as the end of the world, and when you look at them calmly, I felt like you're looking at, we're talking about fights. Fights, it's a volcano exploding. And you looked at it as if you analyzed it in a very, like a doctor. Dr. Lightman, they all have to feel that we're acting according to the laws of nature, that we have a toolbox, and with it, by it, we correct all of our actions. Thank you very much. Good luck. Thank you for being with us. Till next time, all the best.